My name is Matt Kupek. I'm the Vice Chancellor for University at Advancement here at Carolina. And we've got Chancellor Mazur is available. We'll make some brief remarks and take questions from you dealing with the tragedy, how the campus is dealing with the tragedy. And you know, we knew Eve Carson so well, and the Chancellor will talk about Eve. This is a difficult time for the university. We know you have your work cut out for you, but we do ask that you be respectful. The Chancellor will not answer any questions about the ongoing police investigation. He will talk about the tragedy and Eve Carson and the great things that she did here at Carolina. So, Chancellor James Mazur.
Thank you, Matt, and I will be brief, but for the benefit of the media who from off the campus, I want to say just a few words about why this is such an extraordinary tragedy for the university. As I said out there, the death of any child, any parent's child, or any student is always a tragedy, and we have experienced that over time, and in terms of deaths occurring naturally and unnaturally. But this is an extraordinary event because Eve Carson was an extraordinary person who touched, as you saw out there throng of people gathered together. She touched thousands of people on this campus in a multitude of dimensions. She was obviously the elected student body president, which carries with it a certain significance. But Eve Carson was more significant than her office as student body president or trustee. And in fact, I would dare say that had she never been elected to that office, the same throng of students would have been there because of the broad impact that she had across this campus. She was effervescent, in high energy, engaging, cheerful, and I never met a stranger. I've seen her engage on numerous occasions, people whom she didn't know. She was a fabulous ambassador for this university. She loved to recruit students. She was a Morehead scholar. She traveled, she was, in fact, one of her summer abroad studies was in Cuba. And she was, I think, planning on medical school. Her loss and the sudden and tragic nature of this loss really has a powerful impact on this campus because people loved her, and she made a difference. And I meant what I said. I think more than any other student I've ever known, Eve Carson embodied what we call the Carolina spirit and the Carolina way. And she loved to talk about it, but more than that, she really lived it. And so the campus is in a state of real grief, true grief, and I think we'll have to work through that process. Our students are on the edge of spring break, which I think is a wonderful thing. Many of them will be going home, and they can hug their parents and let their parents hug them and sort of have that restorative opportunity to be away from campus. And back in sort of a normal life, and then when they come back week after next, we'll re-engage them with support and with an appropriate memorial service on campus. So this is going to be a process that we have to work through as a campus because this is a powerful event that has changed a lot of lives and in fact has a powerful effect on the whole community, and that's what I think it's important for me to say. Now I'll be glad to respond to your questions. Well, I think there are always concerns. Parents always respond with, you know, and of course some of the parents who just found out about this don't realize that this was an event that took place in the town, off campus, not on campus, but nonetheless, it was someone with a gun and a violent act. We're constantly looking at the issues of campus safety and how we deal with that issue. In fact, just coincidentally, we were in the process of rolling out the Carolina Alert process, which is a way we will alert students in the event that there is a particular kind of threat. This was not that kind of event, obviously, but it still raises those issues. And so, yes, we wanted to. So this afternoon, we sent an email to all of our parents so that they would understand what's occurred and how we're dealing with this and how we're caring for our students, their children. Beg your pardon? Oh, well, I'm not saying we're not concerned about it. We're always concerned about safety. And, of course, there is someone out there. We don't know where. There's nothing to link this to anything or anyone on this campus. So other than the fact that we always need to be vigilant about dangerous individuals, I think we have this in an appropriate frame of, we don't want to overreact, and we don't want and we want to be careful not to do the cry wolf syndrome, so that when we do send one of those alerts to students, they know that they need to pay attention to it. First of all, we wanted the parents to know the facts, what occurred, that we're stunned and shocked by this event, and also what we have in place in the way of counseling services for students, and also to reassure our parents that this is in fact a safe campus. All parents nationwide. We've had so many incidents across this country of intrusions with Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois and several other situations, that all of us are concerned. The whole UNC system has taken a comprehensive look at campus safety across the UNC system. The Attorney General let us, and I think we've made enormous strides. We've installed sirens on this campus. We have this peer texting message system now and in fact our task now is to get our students to respond to our request to give us their emergency telephone number so that we really can contact them. And in fact, we have now made administratively a decision that we're not going to rely on voluntary compliance. We're going to make that a requirement. When you register, you're going to have to give us your emergency contact number, so that by fall, when students are here, we will be able to contact all of our students quickly. No, there are no plans to cancel classes. In fact, we think that being in class, being in a normal environment, is part of the healing process. We think the worst thing to do would be to cancel classes. I heard the news. Vice Chancellor Jablonski phoned me at 5:30 this morning to tell me that we had an almost certain identification that Eve Carson was, in fact, the person who had been killed. Well, I think all of us were. It was shocking. I had to sit down and I said, "Oh my God, I can't believe this. I couldn't imagine." Well, I worked a lot with Eve, as I've worked with all of the student body presidents. I don't think there was an issue on this campus, and I mean that quite literally, that Eve wasn't herself connected with. And oftentimes Eve was in the background of when other students would come in, Eve would have organized that particular presentation on that particular issue, whether it was issues involving environmentalism and ecology and energy savings or our investment policy or tuition, all the issues that bubble up on a campus. Eve was involved with all those issues, and she was involved with various groups. And Eve really worked to facilitate, and she was a great delegator of responsibility. So, and I think that was so she had a network, an army of associates. She had, and she did. In fact, I wrote some letters of reference for Eve for some scholarships, and yes, she did. And I don't think she really had her life all mapped out. That's the tragedy of this. We don't know now what might have developed out of this fabulous life that's cut off at age 22. I think if we have their very incipient thoughts. I was just telling some of my colleagues it was really beautiful. After the ceremony, I walked out with the front row students with the flowers and just stood over behind the Y. And you should, that's a great photo op, by the way. They have gently laid all of these flowers just over here behind the campus Y. There is a living memorial of these flowers that the students laid. I feel sure that there will be memorials in Eve's name. I'm not sure how that will develop, but she will be remembered on this campus. She was actually last seen, several of us saw her at the basketball game on Tuesday night in the Smith Center. And I talked with one of her roommates this morning. I actually went over to the counseling center. There was a small group of students who had been contacted by the police early on because they, in trying to identify her, I went over and just to give some personal support, and I actually had an opportunity to visit with one of her close friends. And I think they had, some of her closest associates saw her something like 1:30. I don't know about that. But in any case, I know that's all we know. And there again, I don't want to go into the whole area of the police investigation. That's not really my issue. My issue really is to provide support for these students and to try to help them work through this process. I could actually yield to Peggy Jablonski, the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, to answer that question. Peggy, you might want to answer that question.
Thank you. We have about 30 counselors on staff ourselves, and I called Dr. Manetta over at Duke this morning, and they have another dozen or so available to us this afternoon. There were some out in our audience today. So we do have two locations, as we mentioned, available, the Student Union and the Student Academic Services Building until 11. And then we're working with all the students who are most closely connected with Eve, her roommates, student government leaders, campus-Y leaders, to make sure that we reach out to them as individuals, not just as a large group.
I did. I tell you, one of the most difficult phone calls I've ever made. I spoke with Bob Carson twice today. No, the police, the Chapel Hill police made the initial call, and then I called him. We offered actually to send a plane down to pick them up if they wanted to come up today, and they decided that they would not do that. But he was very interested in what we were doing. He asked that we send them pictures, which obviously we will do. I told him that many of us will want to attend a funeral in Athens when that takes place, and I just, you know, I said as a parent to a parent, I can only imagine what you're going through. I'm not certain. He may be, but I can't give you a definitive answer about that. I know that both he and his wife are professionals. I know Eve's mother is a social worker. He told me they will come to Chapel Hill, but not immediately. Obviously, they have to come up here and remove her things, and so they will be coming. And in fact, they may come when we have the big memorial service when school reopens after the break. Any other questions? One more. Well, you know, I think my single most favorite memory of Eve goes back to freshman camp. I told you that, you know, that we had that session, and the kids at freshman camp had this special routine where they get especially the adults, and they love to get, they call it shake your booty, and so you get out and you dance in front of all these kids, and so we have this sort of dancing jam session after a, and Eve, I just watched her in that, and she was. It was the joyous nature of her participation in that event, and that's the way I will always remember her. She was joyful. Thank you.